you know, I just remember, you know, all the games. I remember even when Cordell Stewart was their quarterback. So, you know, I guess I have been, you know, around this rivalry for a long time. We haven't really matched up in a few years, but this one is it's a good one. You know, it's for, you know, home field playoff advantage and, you know, just overall, you know, two of the best teams in the league playing against each other.
Do you think Nedney flopped on that field goal try?
I don't know if he flopped, but I know it was good. And they lost. They had to go home, and we went out to Oakland. So it was good.
Finally, for Albert, missing the scenario here where Harrison and Polamalu are probably the favorites now for Defensive Player of the Year, and he could have solidified his case in this game in the finale.
Nah, I don't feel bad for him. You know, I'm just happy that you know, he's going to be back for the playoffs. You know, in my personal opinion, I think, you know, Joey Porter is one of those guys who should be up there for, you know, Defensive Player of the Year just because of the turnaround his team's had and the way he's been playing. But, you know, hopefully those guys won't have such a great game. You know, my offense will come out and, you know, neutralize those guys even though it's been hard all year. But, you know, we'll see.
What's Harrison like? You've seen, I'm sure.
Defensive end. You know, those 3-4 linebackers, you know, they get – he comes off the edge, you know, a lot, and, you know, every time he gets to the quarterback, he's forcing, you know, he's good at the, you know, getting the ball out along with the sack, and, you know, a few times that I've seen him dropping pass coverage, he's got his hands on the ball. He's a football player. He makes plays.
He doesn't even play the same position.
No, he definitely, none of those guys do.
What kind of player is Hines Ward to go against?
Hines, you definitely got to keep your head on a swivel. You know, he's gonna come after you. You know, he's physical when he has the ball. He's physical without the ball. He's the type of football player you would want on your team. He's gonna bring it. You know, he's gonna talk the talk, walk the walk. Trying to take people out. He plays for the game how it's supposed to be played, I think. And as a defender, you definitely have to know where he is on the field because, you know, if he don't, he'll definitely find you. You don't want him to find you the wrong way.
Well, you have to. Rein Cortland in, you think, and to keep him from getting out of control like he did against Derrick.
You know what? We're already past that phase. You know what I mean? We're past that phase. We've had that lesson, and you know, I think that, you know, Court has a good sense of, you know, how to keep himself in control because Hines is, you know, if you thought Derrick Mason was a handful, Hines Ward will definitely give you everything that you want. But I think Cortland is aware of that, and he'll be prepared for that matchup on Sunday.
How far past that phase can
we'll bond? I mean,
I'm sorry?
You think they'll bond out there?
Hell no. just as you know, feisty as whatever you guys think Cortland is, Hines is times 10, so hey, we'll see.
How far past that phase can Court be? He just got back-to-back.
Hey, I'm past that phase. I just don't handle it, you know, so I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Keith, how big does this week feel? Does it feel different than, like, Lions week?
Yeah, it definitely does. Feels different than Lions week. This week, it's a big week. Just knowing, you know, what's at stake. You know, it's an even bigger week because, you know, we are undermanned, and I think that challenge kind of, you know, excites us on defense. You know, I feel that we definitely can go out there and match up and play and win and be effective defensively without Albert and Kyle and so the guys on this defensive side of the ball. So, you know, we're definitely preparing to go out and play great defense like we always do.
The difference between Keith being left out of the Pro Bowl, what are your thoughts?
I don't really think about that too much. I know I have my seems like I have my permanent alternate spot, so you know, I'm good. As long as my alternate spot isn't taken, you know, I think I'll be all right.
you almost expected, I know at this stage you've been snubbed so many times, did you not get your hopes up this time?
Nah, I haven't got my hopes up for a few years, you know, and on all actuality. It's hard to compete against 3-4 linebackers, you know. They play great football. They go up and put up tremendous sack numbers that in my position I can't compete with. You know, they probably, you know, have as many sacks as I blitzed this year. So in that respect, you know, you can't really, you know, I don't even know if there are any 4-3 linebackers on the roster. So, you know, that goes to show. So I don't really, you know, get my you know, let it get to me, especially this year. You know, we're in great position. We're 12-2 and playing for home field advantage on Sunday. So that's definitely what I'm looking forward to.
Would you speak to just what home field advantage means, Keith, throughout, as opposed to just one game? You
know? Honestly, I don't know how much it means because the Giants won however many games on the road they won last year. it's important because that's our next game. You know, this whole year we've been preaching that one game at a time, and, you know, one game will get you to the next. And, you know, this game that we have coming up happens to be for home field. So that's how we're taking that one approach at a time, you know, mentality, like I said.
Do you talk to guys about the Pittsburgh Steelers rivalry with this team, or is it just the fact that what's on the line Sunday overrides anything?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, if the guys aren't aware of the rivalry, you know, they'll become aware of it. We're probably starting our own new rivalry just because, you know, they're one of the top teams in the AFC, NFL, as we are. So, you know, the showdown is on Sunday. So, you know, the guys can get a feel of what the rivalry was. They can know what's at stake, what we're playing for, as well as, you know, maybe getting a first glimpse of what it's going to be like in January.